Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Well, you just heard it, friends. What'd you hear? They're talking about forcing masks on the people again. This is the test, Americans. You know what this is about. This is them trying to justify the unjustifiable concerning their crimes that they have committed against innocent people that have fed off and succumbed to their lies in taking the experimental jab. What the Lord clearly condemns. Leviticus 17:11. Just read it yesterday. Put that up against Deuteronomy 23:23 as well. I'm sorry, not 23:23, but 19:11. Forgive me. Deuteronomy 19:11. And then what do we hear? This is what's insane about this. Then you have Rand Paul. You have Rand Paul talking about the ridiculousness of what they're talking about and talking about heart inflammation because three shots are forced is what he said. In contrast to the likes of criminal Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, Rand Paul is allegedly grilling for his lies concerning the experimental jabs, but behind closed doors, to add to the confusion, that's what it's about. Read Daniel 9:7. This is what happens when you keep your eyes off the author and the finisher of your faith, Hebrews 12:2. Behind your backs, Rand Paul's allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci, and behind your backs, he's what? His wife is out there buying stock in Remdesivir. Rand Paul's wife is buying stock in Remdesivir. There is not a thing that you can believe when it comes to these people. I want to say this, and I want to say it loud and clear. Nothing's changing here. They can go ahead and force masks on whoever will submit to it. But I want to say this. If you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. And the wolves that you're allowing to devour are embarrassing, to say the least. For the crimes that they have been called out for over the last year and a half concerning the crimes committed against humanity, telling them that the shots are safe, this, that, and the other thing, how many people are no longer with us today or are suffering adverse side effects today because of their experimental jabs? And all the while, we have showed you video after video where they told you what they wanted to do and what they told you that they were in fact doing. It's about the pill and the jam. Who has profited? How many billionaires have been made over the last 3 years, Americans? Wake up to what's going on. There is no truth in these devils, John 8:44. They can go ahead and tell anybody and everybody to wear a mask. I'm not wearing a mask. Period. Period. It is time for people to obey the Lord and resist these tyrants, and not to stop there, but to lawfully deal with each and every one of them, because you cannot, nor can they, justify anything that they have done over the last 3 years, and they're going to try doing it again. Americans, stand up, say no more. It's time to deal with them, Isaiah 26, verse 9. during the teen up of the show today, we heard from the conservatives feeding you the Mockingbird Media's narrative and the useful idiots, their narrative of what? Of how now the Congress is in 60% approval of funding $60 billion more to the likes of Ukraine. You all know that Zelensky was an actor before he was put into the position of being president of that country. You do all the well know that, right? Just like Ronald Reagan, just like Donald Trump, they're all actors. Some are better than others. Some are better lying to others than others are. Okay? It's not a good place to put yourself. Read 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. But we all know that Zelensky's a Nazi, right? We all know that he's a sodomite, right? Oh, if you didn't know that here, let me share this with you. Go to your social media platforms real quick, and I want you to see this. This is the president of that country where they're seeking more aid to give to this sodomite. Nazi. He's a Nazi is what he is. Okay? And this goes out to the 94% of the American people that continuously say they do not believe the media, but yet you're okay with the government stealing your tax dollars and sending it to this Nazi sodomite. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's up on the top left side of the screen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also BeforeIt'sNews.com. These are the lies and the liars and the actors they're selling to you every single day. But they want you to believe that they're looking out for your health, just like Adolf Hitler did before he rounded up all those individuals that weren't healthy, he said, and threw them behind wire fences. Oh, my goodness, Americans, how many times? And let me ask you this. For all of you falling for the likes of what's being presented to you as presidential candidates all over again, which one of them hasn't been responsible for pushing this agenda? I'm saying a couple things here, friends, but look at this. They're saying 60% of your said representatives are voting in favor to give this sodomite $60 billion more of your dollars. I can't make it up. This is also the same guy, if you don't mind me showing you this on social media platforms, where he's also a comedian, Zelensky is. Besides being a sodomite and a Nazi, you'll see him here as a comedian playing the piano with his genitalia. It's all on screen. You can see it for yourself. And somehow or another, people think this is funny. They think this is funny. It's interesting how they're living high on the hog over there, isn't it, friends? On your dime? On how you're paying for all of this? When, oh when, will the American people wake up to the lies that they're being fed? And I praise God for those that have. I praise God for those that have. You know what's worse? I got to show you a couple things, but I can't rush this part because I got more things I need to show you on the other side of this break concerning more of the garbage that's being sold to you. In the presidential campaign trail. Oh, and by the way, the number 60 comes to my aid again. Did you know that 60% of what they call the GOP says Donald Trump is their man? I'm tired of Donald Trump as much as you are, friends, but you have to share these videos and you need to talk to people to let them know that there's 1,000 other presidential candidates outside of the ones that they're giving to you. And furthermore, didn't Donald Trump have the opportunity to drain the swamp for 4 years? And what did he do? He did just the opposite. I'll show you that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What you're looking at right now is the brand new book, Soldiers of the Cross. 30 of those went out. They are going out this afternoon here. And that's on top of, 30 that left this morning. So that book, my friends, is going very well. And it is holding to the Word of God. It's super simple to understand. It shows you where we came from so we know where we're going. I guarantee you, you will not get bored, friends. We're getting reviews as the days go on here, and we totally appreciate it, but this is about you, not about me. But in saying that, these are going off the shelves, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Soldiers of the Cross. It's available. It's about 2 to 3 hour read. We also have these available as well. The t-shirts, Soldiers of the Cross, the artwork is second to none. That's what people are saying. Absolutely fantastic. It says on the back, there's a time for all things, a time to preach and a time to pray, but there's also a time to fight, and that time has now come. So, anyways, now that we know that, we wanted to just share that with you concerning the feedback that is coming across the boards. Matter of fact, I have one right here. Someone sent this morning, one of our friends, and I want you to again see this, but I got to find it. This is live radio, friends, so just be patient. Hold up for me. We're not going anywhere. If you want to call in, by the way, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So here it is. Bradley Dean's new book, Soldier of the Cross, has it all. The compelling book can captivate readers at all levels of Christian maturity. That's awesome. Even the skeptical unbeliever. It convicts, it challenges, it inspires, and it also declares the unending love of our holy, righteous, and just God to his people. Bradley's love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is exhibited in every word at every page turn. His appeal for all people of the cross to display their faith and appointed members of the body of Christ is powerful. His call to action of the church body leaves no room for question. He reminds us of the sacrifices of our fallen soldiers. soldiers and the blood that they shed for our freedoms, the comparison between the soldiers of war and the soldiers of the cross should leave every reader convicted to surrender more and luxuriate less. As Bradley states, real love is always found within its own demonstration. Or as Scripture states, greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brethren, John 15:13. Bradley's book accentuates all. It all, she said. And we totally appreciate that. If you don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead and share. This is one of our friends that just read the book. And again, it is outstanding. And my OBS isn't working, so that shouldn't surprise anybody. But that's our friend Heidi that's actually reaching out right now. So, friends, what I want to do, and you might not be able to get the visual, but this is acting up right now. Oh, we got it. I want to show you this. Because what we're seeing right now, and just let me put this line upon line, precept upon precept for you. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. It is Donald Trump playing the fight card. You know, how do you fill the seats, friends? You continuously promote the fight. Well, that's what Donald Trump is doing. That's what Joe Biden's doing, because they want you to forget about the 1,000 other presidential contenders that are there that are actually, in many cases, more legitimate in every sense of the word. So I want you to hear this for a moment, if you wouldn't mind. And what it is, again, Donald Trump just distracting people, playing the victim as he continuously makes millions and millions of dollars of the ignorance of the American people. So with that said, I think I just... Yep, folks, you're going to have to hang on with me for a moment because my cord that's supposed to be plugged in the back, I have to find it, and guess what? I think I found it, and hopefully I got the right one. And yes, I'm running around right now inside of the studio to make sure I can believe this. The life and times, guys, I got to tell you. Here, check this out.
During an election campaign that I'm winning by a lot. But for
Of course Donald Trump is winning by a lot. Nobody does it better than old Donnie, right? This is what narcissism acts like.
Listen. Nevertheless, to spend time and money away from the campaign trail in order to fight bogus, made-up accusations and charges. That's what they're doing. I'm sorry, I won't be able to go to Iowa today. I won't.
But by the way, I got to tell you what this is all about. He's playing the victim card, because as he plays the victim, there's a lot of ignorant people out there that don't know how this is played. But the more that he plays the victim, guess what's happening, friends? The more that his followers and worshipers support him. He has raised record number amounts of money for his campaign, and it's all going back into his account. And what's interesting is the people think, well, look at this guy. He's a self-made billionaire. You are incorrect, number one. Look at this guy, man. He's even willing to waive his $400,000 a year salary for being the president of the United States of America. Yep, as he makes hundreds of millions of dollars off of those that actually think he's the victim. He is not the victim. What is he the victim of? He already told you he's not going to jail, which I already told you he wasn't going to jail. Of course he's not going to jail. This is all a dog and a pony show. All eyes on Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and forget about the other 1,000. You see how this works? Let's go on. I got to prove a point here.
I'll be able to go to New Hampshire today because I'm sitting in a courtroom on bull. How can my corrupt political opponent...
The Christian's dropping the F-bomb there. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but he is. Now, this is the guy. Now, I want you to think about this. Justice is what guards our liberties, as I continuously convey, and I'm going to continuously convey it to you. Justice is what guards our liberties. The American people are not getting justice. They're getting injustice by the very people that they're supporting on the campaign trails. This is the guy that's complaining about Joe Biden and treason and his crimes against the American people, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. But if I remember right, wasn't it Donald Trump that said he's going to drain the swamp? Isn't this the guy that said, we're going to drain the swamp? Well, guess what, friends, and all of you foolish worshipers of Donald Trump, Acts 12:22. If you haven't figured it out yet, that's not what it's about. He's the guy that's going to drain the swamp. 4 years later, he's complaining about the crimes of Joe Biden of whom he failed to bring to justice. Do you not see how this is confusion by design? And it's exactly what's going on here. You guys all remember when Donald Trump said that he was going to bring forth that special prosecutor for Hillary Clinton, right? And then remember he said, we're not going to do that, and laughed it off. And when he was asked by the mainstream media why he never brought that special prosecutor, he said, that was just all politics. I just have to tell people on the campaign trail what they want to hear. And then once he's in office, he turns on it, right? Well, Bradley, I'm not convinced. I'm just not convinced. You're not? Well, here, why don't you listen to Donald? He'll tell you within 43 seconds.
Just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
Listen to what he says.
She congratulated us. It's about us.
Yeah, it sure
on
is.
On our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
Not good. He is a bad con man. He is a clown.
Hillary has worked...
Listen.
Very long and very hard over a long period of time. And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely.
I mean that very sincerely. Wasn't he just a week and a half prior to that, wasn't he saying that he's going to bring forth a special prosecutor to look into the case of Hillary Clinton? When he wins office, this is what people haven't figured out yet. They're telling you what you want to hear until they get into office. Okay? The man and the office are one and the same. They're not two different people. But these people are. They're compartmentalized. They operate compartmentalized. Okay? They're hypocrites. They're liars. This is what hypocrites and liars and frauds do. Read Ephesians 4:14. They tell you what you want to hear. So a week and a half prior to this, he's talking about a special prosecutor. Why? Because he's making his appeal to the judgment of the American people who want Hillary Clinton in jail, at least. At least. Okay? And he said the same thing about Obama. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, 43 seconds into his victory speech, what does he do? He turns on his supporters. He turned on his supporters. Okay, I don't know what people don't see about that. Oh, and furthermore, wasn't it about draining the swamp? And this is what most people didn't see, and I want you to see it for yourself. But even the Washington Post blurted the truth out in their confusion, right? They told you the truth. Look at this. The night before Donald Trump left office, look what he did. Trump grants clemency to 143 people in late-night pardon blast. Do you see that? I want to make sure you see it, okay? Is that how you drain the swamp? I guess so. And they want to put him in office again, the father of the vaccine. All goes hand in glove, folks. Couldn't have been done by somebody that the people hated, right? They had to love him. Again, Matthew 7:16 through...
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The first televised hearing for the election interference case involving former President Trump is currently underway in Georgia. A judge in Fulton County is deliberating whether two of Trump's co-defendants can have their cases separated. Trump lawyers Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough have entered pleas of not guilty. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will also be wearing a mask in public spaces throughout. Tropical Storm Lee is on the verge of turning into a hurricane. According to the National Hurricane Center, Lee currently boasts winds of nearly 70 miles per hour, just 4 miles per hour short of reaching hurricane status. The storm is about 1,200 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to take a moment just to remind everybody, and I was just talking to someone here because we got dates set up across the country, and they're trying to sell COVID again. Now, you just heard this just a moment ago, and what's interesting about it is sometimes they'll fleece, they'll throw information out there to see how the people respond to it, and this is where I've been kind of sitting just to see how they try to push it again. And people are talking about how they're going to push it again. Well, I did my due diligence, and of course, all the mainstream media said that there was nothing that would substantiate the fact that they're going to push it again. Well, you just heard the mainstream media resurrect their workers of the... I don't want to say resurrect, but the insurrectionists is what they are. Of the lie, because they're trying to push the lie through so that you believe it to be the truth. But what I'm trying to get at is that dream that I had 3 years ago. And by the way, I don't share this stuff with people. I just don't do it because I'm not trying to pull attention to myself in any sense of the word. But I can tell you this. When I get it, I got it. And you can go ahead and play the fool all day long, but I'm telling you, friends, you're a fool for your pains. When the Lord drops it in, I got it. And this is one of those I got it. And it was a dream where I woke up and I seen water coming in, and I seen the first wave come in, and then I seen the second wave come in, and I knew, and I shared with you right before the plandemic started. As a matter of fact, I have several articles on it before it came. Okay, just a week ahead of the game. And I said, I know that if we don't stop it at the second wave, the tsunami's going to come in. And if you see what a tsunami does, it destroys everything. This, I believe, Americans, more than anything, is where you're being tested the most. And it could be your final stand. If you don't stand up and put a stop to this tyranny this time around, that may be the end of what you know concerning your personal life. Because what these people are trying to do, friends, is they want absolute control over every facet of your life. Every facet of your life. I do want to say this to the corrupt politicians, and I want you to go ahead and take a look at this as well. I do want to remind you that you're playing a very dangerous game. It's a matter of time. It really, truly is. It's a matter of time. And what am I talking about? Well, I want to show this to you. It's on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over there, you can also find it on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And what you're going to find, friends, is a post. And what it is, it's a post of Bill Gates. And people were shouting out to Bill Gates, murderer, murderer, murderer. We know who you are, you SOB, is what they said. People crying out to have him arrested. This guy is a disturbed, incarnate devil, is what he is. But somebody just sent this to me, and it's important that you see it. Because, again, this is the message that I'm sending to the bad guys. You can put it up against Psalm 37, if you will. But you're going to only oppress the people so long before they respond. That's a fact. That's history. You're not going to get around it. No, you do not have technology to get you on the other side of this again. Because the war that you're waging and trying to remove God will never happen. Again, I'm just here to remind you, bad guys, the reason you need to repent. 10 out of 10 die, and you're going to stand before the judge on the final day just like everybody else. You might just get there a little bit quicker once people catch on to what's going on. But I told you, and I'm telling you right now, friends, it's a matter of time before the people say no more of this. This is Bill Gates' car when stepping out, calling him a murderer. And look at all the good policemen doing their job protecting the individual that wants to advocate for more murder. They are not doing their job. This is Bill Gates in his car when the people were aware of the fact that it was Bill Gates, calling him a murderer, calling for his arrest, friends, calling for his arrest. This apparently is in the UK, and you can hear them cussing in the background. But they say, we know who you are, we know who you are. You better know who we are. This is the guy, one of the guys, along with the Faucis and the Bidens and the Trumps and the rest, the NIH, the CDC, who are profiting off of death. And that's a fact. And that's why people are only going to put up with this for so long. That's just the truth of the matter, folks, like it or not. We're self-inflicting right now. We're self-destructing right now. We're doing this to ourselves. Nobody's doing this to us. We're allowing the bad guys to do the things that they're doing to us. Okay? I got some information from Maui. I'm trying to get caught up as to concerning the information that needs to be brought to the American people, bringing it to the light. That reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, because we know the truth makes men free, Jesus Christ, John 8:32, John 14:6. And I want you to see this because, again, this is in Maui. This is a brand new video. This is just a resident of Maui getting harassed, asking the question. And this is what I reiterate over and over and over again. The burden of proof is on them. The burden of proof is on them. Burden of proof is on them. When they come up with all of these emergencies and all of these crises, friends, it's always we have to hurry up and do this. We have to create unconstitutional executive orders. We got to hurry up and shut that down and shut this down. And we have to implement new laws to restrict those people that would dare tell us anything like violate their First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Freedom of speech, like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google. Folks, that's where they're winning. That's how they're going to win, is if you keep letting them shut you up. This is all criminal conduct going on by our government against we the people. Let me go over to Maui and let me show you this guy. Now, let me say this. This guy's a little skittish, but I do give him a high five for the willingness to actually stand up and ask real questions. But when you begin to look at the police, the sheriffs, or whatever the case might be, or who these other agencies are that have been planted into Maui, you have to ask the question, what's going on there? And again, I want to give voice to Maui and Hawaii, because a lot of it is going away now because you're being distracted through now hurricanes that are taking place or cyclones that are taking place in Florida. There's always something new. Do you remember what Martin Luther King Jr. said? He said, you know, the reason that the bad guys can get away with what the bad guys do, they get away with it because of the short-term memories of the people. Okay, now this is what he said. He said, this is a 2 to 3 day memory nation. After 2 to 3 days, they can go to another topic and the people are content. They'll just sheepishly follow behind. Well, I'm not going to be that guy. We're going to stay on topics that need to be stayed upon. And that's one of the things that we've always done. Like it or lump it, it matters not. We're going to hold to it so people are aware of what they need to be made aware of rather than what they want to be made aware of, okay? So this is a guy in Maui. He's a resident. Listen carefully as to what he says here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com.
Okay, hang on.
Just a Maui resident asking police a question.
So I get it for the record. People are asking why we can't park and look at these images and take pictures. I just need to know what the law is that says we can't do it. What law?
Proclamation, you cannot park or walk on a bypass. Thank you.
What?
She said it was emergency proclamation. Okay, so, hey, folks. Nothing supersedes the Constitution. This lady right here in Maui was quick to answer the question in saying it's an emergency proclamation. Now the new policy that undermines the law tells people they cannot go around the island of Maui and take pictures concerning the effects of these energy weapons that were used. Okay, now watch how weird this gets. You can hear it, by the way, too, those that are listening on the radio.
What law do I reference? What law do,
she
what
drives
law do
away.
I reference?
You need to, she said, you need to leave. Why does she seem like she's afraid? Is she working to uphold the Constitution, or is she working for an unconstitutional special interest group known as another federal agency that's been used to wage war against the American people? You gotta answer the question.
Now, what law do I reference?
So he's looking for the
auditors,
reference.
Auditors, we need you here.
Okay, he's asking for help in Maui.
I don't know if I'm live. That was fast. What law do you reference? I just want to know what law.
What law? That's right, Americans. What law are they enforcing? It doesn't exist, Americans. That's tyranny. That's lawlessness.
Emergency proclamation.
Emergency proclamation.
Are they going to arrest me?
Are they going to arrest him for simply driving around his own island taking pictures? Okay? She drives away, tells him he needs to get out of here. Okay?
I'm just taking a stand. I'm just asking what law. That's all I want to know.
Amen. Amen. That a boy. Because the burden of proof is on them, and it's a law that they cannot reference. There is no law. And if there is no law, there's no violation. Romans 4:15. That's right. Jaredem, you're exactly right. The future is in our hands as to how we conduct ourselves before our Creator. Amen. That's exactly right. Always has been, always will be.
I just want to know.
So he walks up to her again. She says, this police officer says to him, I'm not going to tell you again. For my friends in Hawaii that look at, watch the video every day, and you're looking upon this right now, look at her face, and she needs to be held accountable in a big way. She's telling a resident there, I'm not telling you again. You need to get out of here. This is an emergency proclamation. Oh, regardless if you live there or not, I am telling you by the authority invested in me, by an agency that's unlawful in America, to tell you not to do this again and get away. I'm going to come back to this. You need to see this, folks. This is out of hand. Enough is enough.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back to the video in Maui. One of my friends, Lori, on social media platforms just said, keep in mind, they want them, I'm reading two different ones, forgive me. They claimed that he had to have specific press credentials. In other words, if you're not a part of the useful idiots under the control of the Mockingbird CIA-controlled media, then you're not credible. Yet we're hearing more of this all the time, too. And we're seeing Google, as a matter of fact, expunge outlets that don't go along with their narrative. That's the point, friends, where your freedom pivots right there. And, of course, it's between you and the Lord, Acts 20, verse 21. But that's really where they're getting you, friends, is by censoring your free speech. Do not let them shut your mouth. Big tech, every single one of those outlets and big tech companies need to lawfully be dealt with, friends. They're illegally violating your First Amendment right, as you're going to see with this guy. Now, let's go back to this Maui cop sheriff that's telling him that there's been a declaration of an emergency. It's always emergency, friends. But hey, folks, emergency doesn't supersede the Constitution, but according to these useful idiots, they do. So let's go back to this skittish individual, and I'm high-fiving him, for asking the question, what law am I breaking? I live here, this is my island, and I'm taking pictures, and I have every right under heaven to do so. Listen to this.
What law?
To leave now.
What regulation?
To leave now.
Listen to her.
You're not going
to
tell.
In your car and leave now, or you'll be arrested underneath this proclamation.
Okay, so it's a proclamation.
Underneath this proclamation. Hey, folks, are you listening? That's scary talk. And what's even worse is scary people like that that think that they're actually doing their job. By the way she's acting, she knows she's not doing her job. She knows what she's doing is wrong. But she wants to push her authority around that she does not lawfully have.
It's an emergency proclamation.
Okay, thank you. Emergency proclamation.
By the way, for the record, anybody that knows me knows this is true. I would have stood right there until I was arrested. I wouldn't have moved. No. You're not there for me to serve you in your proclamations that you think supersede our laws. You are there to serve we the people. And it says so on the side of your car, but apparently these people, these little baby tyrant minions, think they're doing their job. They're not doing their job.
Can I get your name and badge number, please? Name and badge number?
She does not want to be seen, friends.
Name and badge number?
That should concern everybody in America.
Okay. No name and badge number.
See this? They're not there for the people. They're there for the cover-up. Okay, now he gets another sheriff. Now look at this.
Get your name and badge number?
Just for asking a simple question.
Okay.
Yep. So she calls her superior, and he comes over. Now watch this. It gets a little bit more severe. So now he's driving away. I don't know why he's driving away, but he still does the right thing.
I'm trying to find out what law says I can't stop.
There you go.
Take pictures.
Look at this.
Stop and go on the highway. I'm just asking what law it is. That's all I want to know.
We were told because of the British proclamation that vehicles must stop and take pictures.
That's all I was asking her, and she's like freaking out on me. I just want to know what law.
You can't stop and take pictures. Why, Americans? If it was a fire, what's the problem? I mean, you can see fires all over the country. Nobody's got a problem with you taking pictures. Why in Maui? Because they know it wasn't naturally started by natural elements. Or this took place on its own, friends. They all the well know that.
Now, law says we can't stop here.
Now look what he does.
The company?
No, I'm just a citizen. I live in Kaanapali, and I just want to know what law says we can't do it. We have a right, we have a constitution that says we have the right to press. We have a right to be on this. This is a public road. I'm just trying to find out what
now,
law.
Now look what he does. He turns it on
we
him.
We are following
this.
Here.
Is what they do. This is why you need to know your rights.
What law says we can't? What law do we tell people they can't stop here?
Let me call my lieutenant.
Okay, now he's
that's
calling.
All I'm asking. What law?
Yep. Now he's calling his lieutenant. Okay, and I want you to see this, folks. This is how they're hurting and rounding up the people in Maui.
Law, I don't think.
And this is what they mean to do in the United States of America, and they've already done it here. Under the guise of a plandemic.
Can I see your registration?
Yep, see, now what does he do? He comes over, he puts him on the defensive. Can I see your registration? Proof of insurance. I need to know who you are. But yet, he already asked, and by the way, he's not under arrest. He's not being detained. The cop's just trying to shoo him off is all he's trying to do. And do you remember when this individual asked the police officer for her name and her badge number? You better get out of here or else. This is completely backwards, Isaiah 59, folks.
They might have felt blown off.
Okay, he's committed no crime. He doesn't have to produce a funeral. Hey, by the way, I am not a lawbreaker. I'm a law abider. But if the cop is violating the law, I'm going to hold him to the law, too. This guy right here, for simply asking what law am I breaking by stopping and taking pictures in Maui, is being now questioned by the police. Give me your proof of insurance and your proof of your vehicle ID and give me your driver's license. No! I already asked who you were, your name and your badge number, and you refused to do so. Why is that, friends? Why is that? This is not American government, friends, I'm telling you.
For a victim of the fire.
And this goes on. And guess what, friends? That's all he did was ask what law. Just like many people were asking the question during the pandemic, what law is it that they're enforcing? But Bradley Dean, here at the Sons of Liberty, was being faithful to the law. And I highlighted the fact that federal judges and state judges we're shooting down what these governors were doing. And P.S., not one governor obeyed the law. Not a one. Not a one. I got some smart people online today, folks. Our freedoms pivot on what we do, not by what we allow the tyrants to do. You're understanding more and more, friends, as to why Thomas Jefferson said the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. This is tyranny at its finest all across the boards. Americans, you all agree that the media doesn't tell you the truth. Well, then, I'll tell you what, if you know it's not the truth, then live, and you know they're lying, then live the truth. And if you truly were thankful for the freedoms that you have, which you still have today, again, the gift of freedom, I ask, what are you doing with that gift of freedom? You wouldn't tolerate this. There's no American that loves God, his brothers and sisters, and his country, that's going to stand back and allow this to go on. These people are acting outside of their scope of authority, and they need to be lawfully dealt with. Listen, I want to leave everybody with a word of encouragement here. There's a little post here where a little girl named Deanne Graff, and it's called The Voice of Orthodoxy. And it was a little girl that was trapped under wreckage for quite a long time, for 112 hours. And I want you to listen to what she had to say. I just want to encourage everybody before we get out of here, okay? And put this up against Psalm 91. After 112 hours under the wreckage, this five-year-old child answers Turkish Ahab or journalist with a smile when he asked, "Didn't you feel hunger for all this time while you were under the pressure of these crashes?" Listen carefully. The child's response was like this, word for word. "Every once in a while, someone dressed in white would come give me water and fed me. All glory to God in the highest." She was under wreckage for 112 hours, and she replied to the reporter that every once in a while, somebody dressed in white would come give me water and feed me. Don't you think for one moment the Lord does not take care of his kids, folks? Because he does just that. He is faithful to his very word. And don't you ever forget it. Even folks, in the face of what you see in this country, don't you get your eyes off of the Lord. Remember what it tells us in Psalm 121, David, a man after God's own heart, that his help cometh from the hills. You keep your eyes fixed on him, because there was a Goshen, folks. There was a den. There were angels. There was a fire, but there was a fourth man. I'm going across the boards right now. He is faithful unto 1,000 generations to those that keep his commandments, and he showeth them mercy to them that love him and obey him. John 14:21 as well. Folks, the Lord's in control of all of this. He's in control of all of this, but we are called to be repairers of the breach, Isaiah 58, verse 12. And we, again, as I end all shows, need to get busy. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.